Technology.ie. It's Monday, October 13th, 2014.
Technology.ie is brought to you by Ireland's premier hosting and domain registration company, Black Knight. Black Knight offer a comprehensive range of hosting and domain solutions for businesses of all shapes and sizes, no matter where they are in the world.
This is Conor Mooney in the Black Knight studio, and I'm on Skype with James Kennedy. Hi, James.
Good morning, Con. How are you?
I'm great. And yourself?
Top form.
Good. We're going to talk about Growth Hackers Dublin. The next event is on November 3rd, James, and you're one of the organisers of it. First, though, tell me a bit about yourself. What's your own background?
So I've been making a living online for the last 6 to 10 years, really. I left Ireland a number of years ago in the depths of the Depression, headed off to Latin America, where I've been part of an incubator down there called Startup Chile. And then I've been mooching around the place a lot. I have an online video production business called Piehole.tv, which makes explainer videos for startups. But I came back 6 months ago after having a kid there last year. I had to bring my kid back for a tour of duty with his grandparents. And when I came back, I really just wanted to get some people together who are interested in the sort of stuff I'm interested in, which is how to grow an online business. And that was the birth of Growth Hackers Dublin.
Okay. Who did you get together with on that?
Well, most of the reason it's been such a success is because Jason Rowe, who is a well-known guy in Dublin, the tech scene, and everyone knows Jason. And he has basically, what we've done is he's got a big list of people he knows locally. And we kind of come up with a topic together. And we rented a room, and the first one we just rented it. We put it out there on meetup.com. There wasn't really, in my view, anyone who was really looking at technology marketing in the way that we wanted to look at it. So we just put the topic out there, and we were overwhelmed by the response we got on the first night. So since then, we've run 6 events, roughly one every 2 months or so. Each one has grown bigger and bigger. And the last one now we had in the Sugar Club in Dublin, it was packed out. It was a great evening. And we've managed to get some very high profile speakers. The likes of the ex-CEO of Zynga came and gave us a talk. And then we've had Niall Harbison and local heroes as well as, international stars who come in and basically give us kind of a practical approach. What we try and do is we try and attract practitioners. Because those practitioners are kind of, the way I like to think of it is you could cut them open like a stick of rock all the way through. You just see, they live the stuff, it's firsthand experience. It's not so much theoretical. And I think that's what I enjoy, and I think that's what's making it a success,
I was at the last event, and I agree with you, James. It was absolutely fantastic. I was talking to Fred Carlson. We published a video on technology.ie, Fred from Dundeal.ie, and from other people, Howard Kingston and others, indeed, that were at it as well. And there's no question about it. The crowd is very engaged, very interested in everything they had to say. And a great night out. You were, from a business point of view, I suppose, you were planning to make the next event a full day event, but you've rode back on that and you've decided to stick with the winning formula.
Well, what we've done is, we looked at different ways of, to be honest with you, to be straight with you, to put different ways of funding our headline speaker, which is Justin Mayers. He's coming in from the States. And actually, very generously, Black Knight have stepped in and helped us sponsor the event, which means now we can concentrate on the evening event. And we've got an excellent new venue in the Abbey Theatre, which is, a very nice place to have an event, which should make it better than ever, So this will be the final, actually, Growth Hackers Dublin that we'll be doing. So we're hoping to finish with a flourish.
Excellent. Why finishing? Has everything been said?
Well, no, but I'm heading back to South Africa to have my next kid, where my wife is from. Jason has a lot of traction with his current project. So it's been great and it's been very exciting, but I just won't be around anymore to do it. And Jason also will be busy. So we'll just have to park it for the moment.
So it's coming to a natural conclusion for this phase of it, at least. Anyway, that makes sense without a doubt. Okay, so Black Knight have come in as sponsors, as you said. We're bringing in your headline speaker is Justin Mayers. Tell me about him.
So Justin has a very interesting background. He's based in the Bay Area in California. And previously, people might know he was head of marketing for Exceptional. And Exceptional was bought from an Irish company, the old Contrast guys. And he went on to basically help grow that business significantly to the stage it was sold to Engine Yard. And he then, after having that sort of exit, if you like, he teamed up with the guy behind the DuckDuckGo search engine. And together, his name is Gabriel Myers, and together they have co-authored basically what I think has been sorely needed, which is when it comes to the topic of growth hacking, it's fairly controversial. Term. Some people call it marketing by spreadsheets, and it's kind of not, you know, people either aren't too sure about it, because in a way to date it's certainly been very hacky. You know, it's all about, you know, the famous examples of Airbnb, you know, using Craigslist to somewhat dubiously grow their listings, and you know, it's got this sort of, you know, feeling of like it's just a quick fix here and there. And the problem with quick fixes is, you know, one person does it, the market anneals to compensate for that. So, for example, you know, Craigslist makes sure that that can't happen again, for example, and then that strategy is gone. So I think what's more important actually is the term growth hacking gives people, anyone, permission to have a go at marketing, if you like. It's no longer the purview of just someone with an English degree. It's someone who allows any of us, no matter what your background is, to say, okay, well, hold on, this isn't it isn't some murky art. It is, in a way, it's about hard work and structuring that work. Now, the problem was, certainly, is that there's so much advice out there. You know, there's tons and tons of advice. You have like things like Mixergy, and you have all these startups for the rest of us, and you have all these podcasts, and you know, there's so much advice. That's not the problem. There is basic, very detailed roadmap for pretty much any strategy you could think of out there. What's been missing, in my view, has been a kind of a structured way to pull that all together into my 40 hours of work in a week, right? So it's Monday morning. It's Monday morning right now. What am I going to do with this week? Well, should I rush off and do a bit of content marketing? Or maybe I should be doing some paid search. Oh, maybe, hold on, maybe I should be doing some PR, you know? And you end up doing nothing properly. So what the book does is, first of all, it uses the advice of Gabriel, who's grown DuckDuckGo from nothing to, you know, it's, I think it's almost 1% of the search market now, something crazy, you know, when you have competition like Google and MSN or Bing. And what he found was that, you know, the strategies that worked at the very beginning, like the first 100 users or 10,000 users in his case, weren't the strategies that worked for his millionth user. And what this book does is, first of all, it gets you to sit down and say, okay, well, what phase am I in, right? Which phase of development am I in? And therefore, it says, okay, well, if you're in this phase of development, you're only really going to look at this set of growth strategies. And in the book, there are 19 growth strategies laid out. And what he helps you to do is basically evaluate which of those growth strategies suit you. Because the other thing is, you'll find lots and lots of advice online, which is all about the way to success is to have an awesome blog. This is the only way. And then, or the way to success is to, you know, inside sales. And they have all these kind of opinions of people who've been very successful in a particular thing, and therefore they go and evangelizing it. But we're all our individual people with individual strengths and weaknesses. And you've got to evaluate, what you've got to do is you've got to find the advice that works for you, you know, that's appropriate for you. So might be no point, for example, Con, to tell you should be doing paid search when you hate numbers and you hate the analytical side of it, but you're very good with people and you're very good at writing, you know, so obviously you'd be better at content strategy, you know. So it's all about sitting down and doing an audit and then figuring out, okay, which of these strategies have I potential to be good at? And then which of those, you know, you basically estimate out how much traction each of those strategies could potentially get you. And then you fit that together in a plan. And the idea is, what Justin will be doing is he'll be going through basically how you put this plan together and how you kind of map out sort of 3 months worth of marketing, you know. You come back at the end of it and you evaluate everything. Did that work? You chuck out what worked or what didn't work, and you keep going with stuff you did work, and on you go. And that's the great thing about it. It's about the hard work. You know, it's about, okay, 40 hours a week, you know, whatever, 200 hours a month, whatever you can do. it's about focusing on structuring that time properly, you know, rather than doing bits and bobs of everything, which I feel like it's very easy to do in this ADD world, get distracted with a bit of this and a bit of that. But so that's why when I read Justin's book, I said, we have to get this guy in here, because I thought this is exactly what everyone needs. And I'm very excited to hear what he's going to say, you know.
And when we talk about growth hacking, James, really, we're talking about data-driven marketing in a way. In a way, it shouldn't be murkier than traditional marketing, which might have been tended to be a little bit more hit and miss.
Well, I think there's one important difference is traditional marketing is still the same. Like the last event, we had the guys from Currency Fair, and Now they do, you know, above the line, what's called above the line advertising, so TV and radio.
That's right.
And they can't really track that the way they could the stuff at the beginning, but they make an attempt at it. But it's right for them at the scale they're at right now, right? But I guess for a lot of businesses, you're not necessarily going to have tens of thousands of customers. You could have 1,000 customers, and it could make you extremely, you know, successful company. But when the lower down the scale, the lower the numbers, the strategies change, and the more data driven you can become. And it at least does hold you to some kind of account. So it's very easy to make assumptions. Like I get my ass handed to me on an almost hourly basis about the things I'm wrong about, you know, in terms of what my assumptions are. And it does at least put a structure around, okay, well, you can, it's ideally experiment driven. So you come up with your hypothesis, you go and execute it, and then you come back and you try and verify that hypothesis. Now, and the strength of that is that you're thinking clearly, other than your own biases can be taken out of it a little bit more. Oftentimes what happens, people look at the data, they interpret their own, what they believe that data to mean, and then they say, I've been growth hacking, which I don't think is, well, it's, they've been doing something, but I don't think it's a fruitful use of your time, because you're not held to account in any way. And I guess that in the nugget or at the nub of what growth hacking is about, it's about measured accountability, which I think can be a good thing, you know, no matter what you're doing.
Yeah, we have an interesting interview actually with Brian Monaghan off Currency Fair from that last Growth Hackers Dublin event as well, because he talks about that and, you know, the fact that they've moved on and they're using all the channels now, and it's a very different kind of thing. But initially it was very much growth hacking. I guess it depends where you are on the growth curve, and that's probably something that's addressed in Justin's book as well.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What I like about it, it's the sort of thing, you know, we'll be giving away a few copies on the night as well. It's the sort of thing that you can actually use, you know, you can, so on the Monday morning, there's no doubt about it. You can sit down and you can take out this book and you can start going through it. There's actual worksheets that you can use in it and just put some structure around what you're doing.
Another speaker lined up for the next Growth Hackers event on November 3rd is Ireland's own Alan O'Rourke. Alan is well known, I think, to a lot of people in the Irish startup community as well. And he's written at least one book on marketing for startups and for online business.
Yeah, I mean, I know I've known Alan for a long time now, sure, and I have a lot of respect for him as a marketeer, and definitely, I mean, we've tried to find the best people no matter where they came from, and I think Alan has a lot of great advice. What we do is we're bringing in practitioners, we're bringing in people who are doing this stuff day in, day out. So Alan's going to be going through some of his actual marketing plan that he has for the coming months. And he's going to be articulating out his strategy and knowing Alan, it'll be quite detailed level, which I think is going to be fascinating, because, you know, it's all very good hearing about this thing in generalities, but when you look at the specifics of what he's planned, what his thinking behind it is and everything, I think that's very useful. And to be honest with you, a very brave thing to do, because, you know, it's laying bare a lot of his secrets, I guess, in a way. But he's a very open guy, and what he's doing now at Work Compass is very interesting. I've been following him now that he's working at Work Compass as he's heading up their marketing there, and he's doing some very interesting things around, you know, cartoons, and all this content marketing is coming kicking into play, and that'll be super. Whereas Justin's going to be giving you a framework, I think Alan's going to kind of give you an example of an implementation of that, which would be super cool.
It's a very practical, he's a guy with a very practical approach. I think it's summed up really in the title of his last book, 30 Days to Sell. He's saying, you know, you've got that choice. You've got somebody on a free trial for 30 days. How do you make sure you convert that into an actual paying customer at the end of that period. It's no nonsense stuff, really, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, Alan actually came on board because he was saying, listen, guys, when are you going to do some more lead generation stuff? Which is lead generation is kind of the sharp end of marketing, let's call it. So it's, you know, it's really how do I get people into my pipeline and what am I doing? And, you know, I think he's going to go through how you use email for that. I know he's a big background, a lot of experience in email marketing and other strategies. And previously he worked at Watt Clinic, which is an extremely well-run interesting business, especially when it comes to lead generation and sales connected with that, you know.
James, there's a third speaker, I think, but that's a mystery for now, is it?
We're confirming our third speaker at the moment, but guys, you know what? Everyone should keep an eye on growthhackersdublin.com where we'll be updating the list. And there's a very active Facebook group as well. If you just search for Growth Hackers Dublin on Facebook, we'll be keeping everyone up to date there with the events and stuff. And it's also a very good resource. I try to throw in any good resources I find in there. So it's a good thing to be part of in any case.
Fantastic. We're looking forward to it. Black Knight, I can say, is delighted to be involved in sponsoring it. I'm looking forward to the event myself, and I know it's going to be as rewarding as the previous ones have been. So how much to attend then?
It's going to be €20 plus VAT. I think there's a 2-for-1 offer right now, today. I'm not sure when that's ending. I think it's this week. But it's €20 plus VAT. And the event is going to be held in the Abbey Theatre. So we'll have to try and drag people onto the North Side. I'm a North Sider, so I don't mind. But I know what the South Siders are like this. So we'll just try and pretend it's not too far north anyway for them. We'll see who turns up. But the Abbey is a special place, you know. It's great. It really is. And I have to say, this is the kind of culmination of Jason and my's, you know, vision for this was to be able to bring in, you know, great people from any, no matter where they were, and also have a sort of vibrant event. And that building there is actually kind of special, you know, it's kind of interesting. So it'll add to it as well. We're going to have a full bar right there in the room as well, which won't harm anyone either, which means it'll be a good opportunity for networking afterwards and so on.
Excellent. It's the final, so Growth Hackers Dublin in the current series, I suppose is the best way to put it, James, the culmination and the grand finale. It's going to be a great event. Two speakers confirmed, that's Alan O'Rourke and Justin Mayers, co-author of the book Traction. James Kennedy, thanks for talking to us, and I look forward to meeting you on the 3rd of November.
Look forward to it, Con. Thanks for taking the time to talk to me.